I'd like to study with you an essay from Rav Kook, the chief rabbi of Palestine, Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook, on Parshas Bahar. The Pasuk says, towards the end of Vayikra, V'chiyamucha chicha umato yado imach v'chazakto bo ger v'soshav v'chayam imach. And this pasuk is perhaps the cornerstone of the mitzvah of chesed. Now, when a person has an interest in helping someone, umato yado, somebody who's in difficult financial straits and he's facing challenges, then there are two possibilities that face him. And there are two ways, or shall we say, modes of doing chesed. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, and this will give us the background. The Gemara is on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and Reish Lakish famously gives various levels and grades to chesed and tzedaka. Gadol hamal v'yosef min ha'oseh tzedaka. Greater is a person who extends a loan than one who gives a gift. And matil bekis yosef mikulam. And somebody who affords his friend with an opportunity to invest money, go into business, and they'll perhaps become partners, that's the greatest madrega. So again, according to Reish Lakish, matil bekis, in other words, when you offer someone the possibility of opening together with him a partnership venture in a financial investment, and that person that you're offering and inviting to be a partner with you is a poor person, that is the highest level on the ladder, if you will, on the pyramid of chesed. It's even greater than lending money to a poor person, and certainly greater than giving an outright gift gratis to a poor person. And intuitively, we sense that Rav Shimon Lakish is a little bit off base, because wouldn't we anticipate that a person who gives tzedakah would get first priority over someone who lends money, because the former is willing to part with his own money to suffer a loss, whereas the latter is going to get his money in return. And a person who gives money at the face of it would be the most altruistic person that we could imagine, much more so than someone who extends a loan, and how much more so than someone who expects to get a kickback and even benefit from his mammon, because they're going to invest in a lucrative business. And it seems that everything that Reish Lakish says here in terms of his hierarchy and his priorities in tzedakah and in chesed is not, well, perhaps even is anti-intuitive. Rashi, there in Shabbos, adds a little point as far as the greatness of a malva, and he writes, She'ein ha'ani bosh bedavar. By extending a loan, as opposed to giving an outright gift, the Baal HaChesed, the malva, is sparing the recipient of humiliation. In the case of Matil Kis, well, that's even the least amount of humiliation, because if you open a store together or a business together with this poor person, then you don't cause him any embarrassment whatsoever. So from that perspective, although tzedakah may be a greater act in terms of mesiris nefesh, of what you're willing to part with your money, but nevertheless, halva, when you lend a person money, from the perspective of the recipient, leave out the donor for a moment, he has a limited amount of humiliation because he's taking money for a short period of time and he's going to return it. Stuck, on the other hand, increases the busha. The recipient certainly feels, oh, look how dependent I am on someone. I have to ask him for an outright gift. And I'd like to study with you a piece from Rav Kook, because I believe he sheds a whole new light and a different explanation to this hadragah, this hierarchy that's presented by Reish Lakish. And we're looking in a sefer called Ein Ayah. Ayah is Rashi Tevis for Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. And he writes the following. Again, we have to learn this together, because when you read Rav Kook, it's never easy. The Hebrew is quite challenging. Yesh benetil sam musar min argasha shel tina belev. He says the following, that sometimes when you read the ethical works, you get the impression that any type of chesed that you extend to someone always involved a little bit of perhaps a subtle element of resentment. It's a kind of a little bit of a machov, of a ke'ev, because we have what's called, says Rav Kook, a netiyah harsha'ah shel yetzer lev ha'adam hara ha'ganuz b'chovo. Deep within us, we all have a certain inclination towards less than good. He calls it harsha'ah. There's a yetzer, there's an evil inclination within man. That's the nature of the human being. And it's he calls it the ra ha'ganuz b'chovo. It's the hidden evil below the surface, these inclinations that we have. And therefore, we generally, it's almost a popular experience that when we think of the concept of ethics, then together with it, we think of a certain machov, a certain like pain, a certain, you know, I have to give of myself. I'm not enjoying life as much as I am because I'm doing for others and I'm giving up my own for them. And in that sense, or from that perspective, ad shali olam yechubru yachad ela hatziyurim, that whenever we have an image, a vision or a mission of chesed, we always think that there's going to be involved with that chesed, connected to it, a chibur yachad, he calls it, some sort of machov, some sort of element of self-sacrifice, almost suffering in that sense, the opposite of pleasure. When we make that connection in our psyches between chesed and machov and suffering, between chesed and the opposite of pleasure seeking, that in a sense is very destructive of harchavat hatov, meaning we're very inhibited to expand our benevolence, our goodness, because we realize that, you know, that, again, this is not all a conscious step-by-step intellectual decision, but we sense, oh no, I have to do chesed, I have to give up myself. And it takes away, in a sense, from the simcha, a person should always feel a connection or an inclination towards simcha, being sameach v'tov lev. A person wants to enjoy, he has what's called nachas ruach, koras ruach. These are more subtle explanations and spiritual explanations of goodness and pleasure. And that's something that he feels a need for. I mean, it's deep within his nature to want to be besimcha, to want to enjoy, to want to be betov lev, to receive hanah, to have this koras ruach. And therefore, it's almost natural for a person to stay far away from anything that might undermine or splash, so to speak, cold water and bring etzev, and bring disappointment, and bring sadness. So that anything that might be a hechshel etzar, it might it might bring me to a state of tsar, something that I want to avoid. That's natural. That's like a knee-jerk response, because what's deep down within man is the desire for simcha, for tuv lev. Again, we're not talking about hedonistic pleasures for the sake of pleasure, but just to be on a positive feeling about life, you know, wanting to enjoy, wanting to do mitzvahs because they excite me. But here, chesed, I don't know, you know, again, it's not intellectual sense, but deep down inside, it almost irritates my natural need and desire for this hanah in this world, to look positively and look forward towards all my positive experiences in life. So that this hadracha, this guidance to understand Musar in terms of the feelings that I should have, well, what is the right way of teaching us, of guiding us in Musar, in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in ethics and benevolence and giving to others? He says, Tzricha liot bahora'ah she'ein ha'hezek li'atzmo echad me'atna'im she'etzem ha'musar bonu lov. Our goal should be to create a program in which we're not teaching that you're going to lose, you're going to give up, you're going to be mazik yourself, so to speak. And this is one of the preconditions of Musar, you can't have Musar without giving up something, without, in a sense, damaging yourself. On the contrary, says Rav Kook, Kol ma sheyia ha-Musar holech v'nas al pi ofanim keilu she'ein bo hefseid. If we can advocate and recommend an approach to doing goodness, a mode of Musar, of ethics, that would take into consideration all sorts of possibilities that would be bereft of any loss, that would be Yosem Nichba Bipuloso, that would be more of a reflection of the Simcha, of the Tuv Lev of a person in his Avodas Hashem. Im Yaseh Biofen She'od Yeh Gam Lepolo Revach, if he can extend benevolence and goodness, and at the same time he can see that as something that he benefits from, even if it means financial interest and benefit, he gets dividends from it. Yishubach od yoser. That's even better, because then his active pursuit of chesed, his implementation of acts of goodness, overlap with his desire for simcha and tuv lev, to enjoy and get benefits. So we want to, instead of having a negative sign, with a thumbs down on goodness and enjoyment and pleasures, we want to really put the thumbs up. We want to increase, this is the Chiddush of Rav Kook, we want to increase the amount of revach that we get, the pleasure and the goodness and what we take out of it. And that's going to be more laudatory, he says. Ki bazei yatov shalom. Because then the tov here is not only good for the recipient, it's good for the donor himself. So that if I feel as a giver that I'm being poge my hanoah, that I'm in a sense limiting my pleasure in life and undermining it, then as a result, the recipient is also going to feel a certain level of pagam, of undermining and limiting his pleasure as a makabel. So if we're both in this together for the sake of a benefit, and we see the positive aspects, that's great, because ultimately what we want out of life is to increase tov, to increase simcha. And here he writes again, the language is very challenging, I'll just read it to you. He says, may oso harayon hamanaker b'moach shametiv hu sovel tsar umaaser chumri umaasar chumri oruchani. He says the lesser level of chesed, which is going to be lower on the hierarchy, on the totem pole, is going to be the concept that when I do chesed, what irks me in my mind, either consciously or subconsciously, is that as a mative, if someone who's doing good, I'm going to suffer, I'm giving up, I'm limiting myself and restricting my chomer, my ruach, my spirituality, my physicality. Hagdola mimaseh hamusra tovi atzdoka. A person who thinks that the more he suffers, the better it is, and that's really ethical, the ethical prime greatest level of giving and benevolence, because I self-tzar. Well, from his perspective, tzedakah is number one on the list. That's the greatest ethical good you can do, because look how much you're giving up. But we're going to come to the conclusion that, in a sense, a malva, somebody who extends a loan, he's not really serving Hashem. He's not serving this higher ethical belief, because he's not losing anything. But he's going to get his money back. But now we're saying just the reverse. And this is going to be the chiddush of Reish Lakish according to Rav Kook. The person who extends a loan, he's even greater than the one who gives tzedakah. Who gadol apol l'tovas haravim, who gadol be'elso tzedakah, because in the case of tzedakah, he's machaser as atzmo, chaser as nafsho. Here, on the other hand, he's going to get it back from the borrower. And then he says, Rav Kook, umatil bekis, sha'od yoshel revach be'esek. Imagine what your feeling is towards helping out another person, because it helps you, because together you're going to work in this business. Maybe he'll take care of more of the office work, and you'll take care of more of putting the money into the bank, etc., etc. But there's going to be a shituf pula, some sort of a partnership. Wow. In Cain, in such a case, hachuka latov, he mechuberes gamim atov hamoyel yatzmo. In other words, now we have both an overlap of both. We have a desire to do good, because I'm really psyched out about this. I have a very positive, upbeat feeling. And that's connected with the entire Tov, you know, everything that's happening here, and the benefits of the recipient, but at the same time, the benefits of the donor. So we're really dealing with a very impressive kind of Tov, you know, high-grade Tov, and that's called Matis Upaze Yomedes Al Madregas Al Musa El Yona. We've hit the highest level of Musa, right? Because ultimately we want to expand Musa with Tov and the general Tov, and that's what we're gonna get. So think of the greatness of this new chibur, in which we're connecting the Moel Liatzmo, you know, something which is beneficial in and of itself, with Tov, with goodness, with ethical goodness and benevolence. Bazeyo medes al madrigas al Musa yono she yadrich. As haregesh shalom musar, he's going to push towards more and more ethical goodness. Below shum levi machshava shalizit varma mukeva, without even having thoughts of suffering and loss and sacrifice and tsar even crossing his mind. El yaskiru lanu es minias achisorin shebemalve. He might think of the loss if he had lent the money, or Gadol, how much more of a loss if he gave it as tzedakah, when he gives ma'abedes as mamon l'shem haklal, he gives up for the benefit of the good of another individual or the community, his own money. That's an ibud of his money, a loss of his money. So amatil bekis, if he invites his friend to join in a business venture, shemakabel gam kicheg merevach, he gets part of the dividends. Hanot chaber musagat tzedakah. Now we have a perfect chibur, an overlap, and an integration of on the one hand doing goodness to someone, on the other hand being besimcha because you gain something from it. Kidei lahamshich is right and atov. Then we get a natural, intuitive, gravitational pull towards chesed. There's nothing in his heart that is pulling him back, this kind of inhibition or this feeling of, oh no, you know, look what I have to do now. I have to dig into my pocket and I'm less, you know, I have $10 less in my pocket than I had before. So I have a certain tino, believe me, I have a certain resentment at tzedakah because of the tzar and the agmas. No, all that is gone. And that's the greatest act of chesed. You know, Rav Kook puts all the emphasis on cheshek hanafshi, you know, that spiritual, natural desire and gravitational pull to do chesed. And if that chesed is tov, you know, it's good for you, it's good for him, it's good for the world. A goodness without loss. So again, whereas Rashi puts the emphasis here on the Midas HaBusha, you know, to what extent is the recipient going to feel humiliated, to what extent is he not, that's not what Rav Kook is saying. Rav Kook is saying that if you want to gauge or evaluate how great the chesed is, don't look at the busha plus or minus of the recipient, but rather look at the hana, the tov, the cheshek of the giver. You know, he gets both life and at the same time some sort of a benefit from it. So this is a little counterintuitive, but this is the revolution of Rav Kook. So Biod, let's just summarize. Biod Shirashi Masbir Tadifud Liyitzir Hashutus Imaoni Mitzad HaMakavil Rav Kook Masbir Zol Mitzad HaNosein. Oh, excellent. This is what we were saying. As we used to think that Musa means, you know, Hakrava, you know, to give up yourself, Vita, to waive your rights and pinch yourself and give up your own self. Immediately when we hear the word Musa and giving and Stucca, we right away run away. It's connected in our minds and in our hearts with machov, with suffering, with giving up and losing. You know, you don't have a hanoah in a mitzvah. According to Rav Kook, the goal is to have both a mitzvah and a hanoah. That, again, that hanoah is not just physical, but it's also spiritual. And therefore, according to Rav Kook, this chibur, this connection between Musar and Kaev, is very destructive to the expansion of Tov, which is our ultimate goal. Because since a man has a natural inclination to be besimcha, it's almost natural that he'll run away from whatever he associates with pain and suffering. And therefore, the right way of training and organizing our goodness, our benevolence, is to put the tsar and the hakrava out of the list of conditions that musar and benevolence is built upon. On the contrary, the real, genuine pu'ula musarit is going to be done in a way that the nosen, the giver, enjoys the benefits of that act of musar. And that's the most laudable kind of an act of musar that you can imagine, an ethical act on behalf of someone else. And bozeya tov shon, this is the ultimate tov all around, as we say, we're maximizing the tov. And therefore, it's very natural now that his activity, his action, his contributions will expand. All of his chesed is on the way up, to broaden the scope and so forth and so on. And to be done b'tziris rabba, something that he wants to do consistently. He never has hesitation because he never associates in his mind and his heart chesed with negativism, with ibud, with loss and self-sacrifice, akrava, tsar, etc. So this is the ultimate goal of chesed. Now, sometimes when a person gives tzedakah, and again he feels a little bit of that pinch, you know, inside of him, he is losing money, it bothers him, and perhaps that makes tzedakah, in a sense, the lowest on the totem pole from Rav Kook's perspective. But if a person opens up a business with a poor person, if he gives him a loan, the giver won't feel this hisnagdus, this natural opposition, this akravah, the sense of, oh, look what I have to do, and look what I have to give up. And this is what Reish Lakish wants to teach us here in this Gemara and Shabbos, that the malveh, who's not losing anything, he's doing a better tov all in all than the nosein tzedakah, who the latter is going to be gorem liatzmo chisaron. Matel b'kis is greater than both of them, because as far as the nosein, as far as the giver is concerned, the donor, well, his musar doesn't in any way generate feelings of disappointment, of anguish, of hagmas nefesh, of hakrava. He's living harmoniously, whether it's his inner will, whether it's an outward action, his maisa tztaka, the way he does it before, it's all harmonious. It's harmonious with his ratzon apnimi, with his inner will, with his psyche, with what's naturally built into man to enjoy life. And when we speak about the act of Musar in this context, then his thoughts and his almost natural response are positive. It doesn't give him a feeling of what the Israelis call here a freier, you know, someone who's a loser. But rather he's sameach in his action. So on the one hand, he's got this voluntary will, altruistic desire to do good and to give. But on the other hand, he's getting something for himself and he's excited about it. He's uplifted b'simcha. And that's going to have more of an influence and more of a bracha, and it's going to broaden and widen in every way. And that's the ultimate goal. So that's called matil b'kis. Now, in a practical level, again, you could always ask the question how feasible it is on, you know, in any occasion to be able to give opportunities to others, you know, business opportunities, to offer them a job, offer them a joint venture, an investment, and so forth. That's not something that happens every day. We know that the modern economic complex marketplace doesn't lend itself easy to just snap yourselves and say, well, let's open up a business, let's invest. But a person who's a Baal Chesed will think about this. You know, he'll plan in advance, you know, see what ideas, what projects he might come up with of investing. Now, Rav Kook has a maimar which is called Ha'oneg Ve'asimcha, and he claims, Rav Kook, that oneg and simcha always have to accompany any sort of spiritual enterprise, spiritual involvement, even chesed, even the study of Torah. And Rav Kook writes that ha'oneg ve'hasimcha heim dvar muchrochim lios mislavim el kol esik ruchni. Any involvement in spirituality has to be accompanied by oneg and simcha. Rak kishis anik ha'odam v'yismach b'maisav ha'tov ha'yosher oz yecharutz la'sosa b'taklish le'musa. He's also saying not just something metaphysical but also something very psychologically practical and pragmatic, that if a person enjoys and he has a state of simcha when he does good, then he's going to be more active, he's going to be more of a charutz. Charutz means somebody who's passionate, always trying to find opportunities, and not only that, his acts of tov v'yosha will be more b'shlemus as a result of the fact that he's doing it b'simcha. U'lahosif aleh mideyom v'yom, and it'll increase his chesed and his tov v'yosha from one day to the next. V'rak az, and as a result, he reaches the apex. Yechal ruach hashchina. Viziv kvod ala adam. A man is endowed with the spirit of Shechina. Ki az v'chedva b'mkoma. Because Shechina is the pasuk in Tilim says that it owes wherever you find the strength of God, and wherever God is found, so to speak. I don't mean in location, but is chedva b'mkoma. That's what we know. It's chedva. It's simcha b'mkoma. V'yazor lo lios netar b'chut shel chen v'chesed. He'll be crowned with this string of chesed, of chen, of grace. Sheyimtzu ma'isa u'pulasa gam ken chen b'nei kol ha'bris. Whatever he does finds favor and grace in the eyes of all creatures. V'yetzu gam heim b'drachav, and they'll try to imitate him, and therefore v'tar b'abrach v'tov v'olam. This will lead to ribui, an increase in tova, in bracha, in simcha. But it's all conditional on the fact of yesh oneg v'simcha, an internal simcha that motivates him, belev in his heart. And that's what accompanies his maisa tov, his tzedek, his justice, his goodness, his benevolence. Azeh mitbasisim bi'odam, they become part of his very nature, b'darki akel atov, in the way he serves Hashem, the good God. U'mimokar nafsho yimtza mayim chayim nozlim. He'll find that inside his nefesh, his soul becomes a source for live water that pulsates, that's laskilo ladricho baruch haschaim. It gives him a way of imitating, of putting his energy out there, his seichel, his intellect. And this is the way he's guided in all his ways, because kol pa'ulos rigoshosam hashosam nasas mitzad echrech umuke, whenever his actions and his feelings and his thoughts are forced upon him because of a pressure, then bein shetia hamuaka chamris or ruchnis, no matter what kind of pressure or anguish he's suffering from, ein betachlus shleimusam, his actions cannot possibly be the ideal actions. Hey, meinam ba'im ki im kedei lahamin esadu matzav musri nochet. He's only doing it because he has to do it, and that's what it says. Sheyibo sameach umisaneg b'asiyas hatov, but the ultimate goal is that he should be happy, enjoying the pleasure of doing good. You have people, for example, I remember, who volunteer for organizations and they pack bags. They do it with such simcha. You know, they whistle while they work. They're uplifted. They're inspired. And then their actions are much more b'shlemus. And they reflect a tremendous simcha that moves them. You know, certain things in halacha we have to do with a feeling. My father, Zichron of Yerach, does talk about living in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the idea of loving the Eretz Yisrael should come to Simcha. And the poskim speak about this in terms of, you know, what if he's suffering here in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have partners, or he has parents, and he has to take care of them in the chutz. It's all these shiles. It's all because embedded in this mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is Simcha, is enjoying. And we're going to soon see that Talmud Torah also. A person should study Torah with a geshmak, with a hanah, with a pleasure. Sheyibo sameach umisaneg basiyas hatov ubinozro min ara vakior togel nafsho v'yismak kvodo. When he avoids falling prey to evil and to be selfish and fall prey to all sorts of yet what he calls ra v'hakior. Kior is something disgusting. And when he avoids all this, tugel nafsho, it brings him to a state of simcha, of gila, an inner state of happiness. He glows, he radiates, because he realizes that the experience of tov is a good experience. It's not something that he has to associate with being downtrodden, being down and despair and taking away. And Rav Kook now goes on and he says, Lishmirat ha-tov ve-ha, ha-tam ha-tov ve-har-vocha ha-nafshi shal odom v'yachas l'mizono ha-guf ni-huchan ba-olam mi-chesed she-zbi'ol chol chay-ratzon. When a person enjoys the food that he eats, that God has sustained him and supplied him with this food, it's a chesed elyon of l'chol chay-ratzon. And this har-chava nafshit within a person, when he expands his nefesh, because he enjoys the food he eats, is mine mazon rabim shonim sheyacholim lahachlif leschalef lefi kol echad v'echad lefi matzavo ta'amo lefi zmano ulefi tkufat hayom v'hasha'a ulefi perkei hashana u'meshach hachayim. In other words, this every dimension in our life, every moment in our life, is really a challenge to be sustained by God and to appreciate that and to feel uplifted and inspired and feel a sense of simcha. Again, it's all relative to his situation in life, his tastes in life, different periods in his life and different times within the same period of his life, from 1 hour to the next. And this is going to take him through the entire circle of the calendar year, but always looking for all these opportunities to inspire, to be inspired, to appreciate, to recognize the greatness of Hashem, and to enjoy, and to be uplifted by a sense of hana'av harchava nafshit. And hitrachvut shal habchirahi mat emet el hanetiyah pnimit valichayim hativiyim bitachlit shleimutam. So that if you take a look at a Baal Chai, for example, he has this natural tendency of in a sense being in that naive kind of perfection, that natural state, because everything comes from an itiyah pnimit. And so too be Adam with regard to man, rak hu ba'imu ba'ri b'gufo v'nafsho karoylo, when he thinks about eating properly and healthy. Hamazona ruchani. So first, on the level of physicality, he should be eating healthy, and secondly, on a spiritual level, yesh lo gam kein haklal li olam yilmad adam torah b'makom shelibo chafetz. you might say, well, why should I learn this piece of Torah? Why don't I go say that? Well, I have a netiyah, I have a tendency to love this piece of Torah. Is li olam yilmad adam Torah b'makom shelibo chofetz shenemar ki im Torahs b'Torahs Hashem cheftza. That's what the Gemara says. You should learn what you want to learn. Al kein, therefore, mukhrach hadavar, it must be shekol hakikar hagadol shel harchavasa shel Torah yeh nagul lefaneinu b'chol rochva. Means that the entire circle of the Torah, in terms of his participation in Torah, his chelik in Torah, he calls it the kikar hagadol of harchavasa Torah, it should always be built on this simcha, this experience of joy, b'chol rochva, and that's going to expand his Torah. He's going to study different disciplines of Torah, different parts of Torah, but it's all an expansion in order that he should be prepared lechavenes hazman. In other words, he should be prepared to move on and organize his time and capture and conquer more and more Torah achievements. And his success will depend upon how much his inner soul wants that, how much of a drive and a craving he has that. L'rabos tzimono, to satiate his thirst. B'erech ha-mechuvan b'pniyaso pnima. And the level of intensity of his craving, his longing, his thirst for Torah will be a reflection of his inner desire, his inner inclination. It's not just, well, I know, I have to know, I have to acquire ownership, I have to plug away, and it's going to be for the sake of just whatever we can get out of it and whatever we can learn. It's almost purely intellectual. But rather, what do we want? What is our striving? What is our lechatchila, our ideal? Ki im gam shefa habracha hachayim vashalom shal oneg v'simcha pnimis. In other words, he's desiring his learning of Torah as a manifestation of something much more profound and broad. And it encompasses the sheva bracha hachayim vashalom, every area of chayim and shalom, of oneg v'simcha. She'im yarchivo, in yarchivu tzadenu, v'yenasu es ruchenu, birum aza shel Torah, she'rak mirov kol, nuchal betach, lavros Hashem, v'simcha u'betuv lev. Hashem bestows upon him harchavas hadas, and that gives him the simcha, the shefa bracha of oneg and simcha, and it's an eternal, internal kind of simcha, very existential, essential simcha. And as a result, yarchivu tzadenu, we're moving fast in all directions. Our spirits are uplifted. We have the aza shel Torah, and rak mirov kol nuchal betach lavaras Hashem b'simcha v'tuvle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with possibilities of matan chesed, of giving chesed. And why was the world created in that way? In order that people, different types of people, will find koras ruach v'simcha lashpia mituvam li'olam b'drachim shonos. So just as we said at the beginning of our discussion with regard to chesed, that we're expanding the opportunities of chesed so that people will feel koras ruach and simcha, they'll feel an excitement in what they're doing. And that's, as we said, it's going to have an impact in the positive sense for tov, for the entire world in different ways. So too in Limud HaTorah, there are many different approaches, many different disciplines in Torah. The world of Torah is vast, it's infinite. And man has to choose one path, and that's his own unique path. That's his chelik in Torah. And that's where he's going to find Koros Ruach. And that's where he'll be besimcha. This is the article of Rav Kook from Parshas Bahar and the Maimer in Shabbos Samach Gimel of Reish Lakish. Now there's another essay here that I wanted to share with you on Yediyas HaTorah, on Nasa V'Nishma, on Har Sinai, Kabbalah HaTorah, School HaTorah. Maybe we'll get a chance to start it. It's getting late, and I don't know if we'll be able to do a good job here because it's quite an extensive piece from Rav Kook, but I'll just mention at least one or two paragraphs by way of introduction. And he says the following. Many people on the night of Shavuos, for example, will fit into one of two categories. You know, those who will use their intellect, try to understand, and there are those who may not understand, but they read a tikkun, they'll recite parts of the Zohar, and, you know, their chelik, their portion to really study the Torah is a different kind of a portion. Dvarim acherim, shekoshim lavinim, they're not going to be able to study those parts of the Torah that are very difficult and challenging. B'yichud b'shas leila mucheres. And certainly when you think of the minhag of learning through the night on Leil Shavuos. But our discussion today goes way beyond just Shavuos. It's something that's appropriate for the whole year. Eiza sug limud adif. Which is the better way of approaching it? Shall we define our chiyuv as, well, let's study the entire gamut, even if I don't understand it? In other words, let me expand my limud to incorporate everything into it. Well, no, that's not the way to learn. We're talking about a dedication to one specific sugya, and that's all you have in front of you, and you have to understand it. And basically, this whole question here about what kind of limud to get involved with in that long night of Leil Shavuos, that's really an essential question that has to be asked all year round with regard to Limud Torah. What should we be putting our emphasis on? What kind of a limud gets priority? It's adifus. And in terms of our limud during the entire course of the year, what kind of limud should be pursued? What's the primary type of limud? Is it a limud without much understanding? Or perhaps the opposite. Kevan di efshar lischaber yeshirot li etzem ator v'kedusha. There is a golden opportunity to connect, he calls it a chibur, with the etzem ator, the essence of the Torah and its sanctity. Well, what's he learning if he doesn't really understand learning? He's just reading more superficial, simple matters. Maybe if there's no understanding, then it's completely futile. It's worthless. Or maybe the opposite. Maybe if you learn without too much intellectual involvement and energy, then you'll simply connect directly to the Torah and its sanctity, directly to the Shekhinah, and directly. And connect directly to the Torah HaKadosh. So this is a chakira, so to speak, an analysis of what should be our primary goal in Talmud Torah. Obviously, it's a very, very important and profound question, and B'li Neder will pick this up next time. Thank you very much.